Someone ordered some pizza? Oh, you okay there, big guy? You look kinda, depressed. You doing all right? I see. That is quite a shame that something bad happened in your life. Wait, is that why my boss was in a hurry to rush me out to deliver this pizza? I'm going to have to talk with HR after this. Jeez, this wasn't on my job description. I can't really go back on what is assigned to me. What's wrong? You had a bad breakup with your girlfriend? Aw, hey. How about we get you settled down and have you eat some pizza? How about it? Hey, you know well enough I'm not paid enough for this, but honestly, work is so hectic where I don't even want to go back. Anyways, since you request someone to comfort you, I'll do the best I can. Just a warning, don't expect much from me, okay? I'm not really good with this type of thing. So, you want to let your feelings loose or eat your problems away? Either or, you're going to have to talk about it eventually. Whether you have friends or vent about it on the internet. I do recommend Reddit, though. It keeps your anonymity nicely compared to other websites. So, might as well pour it all out, big guy. It's better to heal sooner than later, and I really don't have much to do besides chilling here with you and hearing you eat your feelings out. You want pizza first? Go right ahead. You paid for it. Oh, and here's your drink, too. Just know that you have all right to feel this way. I've been through this heartache before. People tend to either hide themselves or they just use you because you're there in their life at the perfect moment. Unfortunate for most, but we had to let go and heal from this. If we indulge and wallow in this sea of hurt, you'll eventually drown and won't see the light the more you sink. Oh, sorry, didn't mean to get so dark there, but it's true. The deeper the hole you dig, it'll be harder for you to climb out of it. So might as well start sooner than later, am I right? Hey, it's easier to start now than having it becoming a huge obstacle for you later down the line. Believe me, it's from personal experience. Hey, we're strangers, but you give me good vibes and I dig you a lot. You can tell by a person a lot by the decor. You have some pretty chill energy and I like it. I don't think it's weird. If it's what you enjoy, embrace it. Who cares what other things? I mean, it is your hobby, right? So embrace it. More than anything, I respect anyone who stands their ground for the things they love. Is that what your ex said? Well, screw what she says. If she can't accept you for things you enjoy, especially your hobbies, she won't ever respect you or see you as her equal. You need to give yourself more confidence. Don't let this she-devil tear you down and make you despise yourself. Oh yeah? Well, if you dislike yourself that much, why not set a goal instead of wallowing and letting your ex win? When I get heartbroken, I use resentment and pettiness to get where I am. Sure, working at a pizza delivery girl isn't what I was expecting, but I do have a better-looking body to show off to make my ex jealous. You should have seen the look at his face. Oh, and the way he kept begging for me back, too. Oh, sweet, sweet justice. There we go, big guy. A smile, finally. Oh, I can talk your ears off if it'll help, but know that I can sympathize with you. I've been in your situation before, and it does suck a whole lot. Especially not having much support or anyone understanding or blaming you for the messy breakup. Dude, you ordered the pizza. At least indulge yourself for tonight. It's healthy to let out all of these feelings before you work on yourself. I know I say you should set a goal for yourself and so forth, but let this night be a night for you to let all of those negativity out of your body, you know? Indulge yourself in some delicious cheesy pizza, cry your heart out. I mean, heck, even vent to me about, you know, how your ex is and how she treated you. I mean, all those is very healthy way to cope with a breakup. Sure, it's gonna suck, but it'll probably feel way better than you did way, way before. Crying? I mean, I don't really judge anyone who cries. It's a normal thing to do. Especially when you're hurt or when you feel frustrated and you don't have any way to let it out. So why keep it in your body? If you don't cry or try to find ways to cope, it's gonna be really hard for you to get past this. Dude, I don't care if you cry in front of me. Heck, I'll even hold your hand if it'll help you out. It's bad to hold it in. Come on, I can see that you're holding back your tears. I know men get a bad rep for showing tears when they need it. Know that this is a no-judgment zone here. Ah, there, there. Need a hug? You can cry on my shoulder. Ah, there you go. Cry it all out, big guy. Cry all the hurt out. There, there. Know that shedding all of these tears will help you overcome this heartache. You have a beautiful soul, and you will blossom into something greater. Anyone deserves support and comfort. Men, women, anyone in between. It's human nature to need to release these out and needing support for these type of things. Got it all out? It's all good. Probably feels tiresome since you cried all those tears out. But feels good, doesn't it? Hey, it's really no biggie. Guys should have room and the space to cry their heart out. Anyone should, honestly. And if any woman, man who tries to tease or make fun of men who do cry, well, they can go screw off. Hey, I have a lot of friends who deal with a lot of things, and I want them to feel safe as well. And I want to create that environment for you. And from looking around your place, seems like you don't really have anyone. Not to say in a bad way, but I'll be here for you, okay? You're not alone through this heartache. Whether you cry by yourself, in front of someone, or maybe with a stuffed animal even, it really helps you feel better at the end of the day. Really still have that lingering feeling of hurt, but it perhaps not as bad as before. Hey, you got this, big guy. I know it may seem rough at this point, but you will get through this. Your ex has nothing on you, and you will come out of this as the better man. I know it's hard when it comes to relationship. Believe me. But when you start to focus on yourself and build up who you are and finding your interests and what you like, it starts to get easier. Sometimes when we're with someone, we tend to lose ourselves into them, forgetting who we truly are. There are good changes, but most relationships I've seen, people give up pieces of themselves for their significant other, forgetting to take care of themselves first, or not realizing that they're being taken advantage of. I can tell you're a people-pleaser type of guy, but focus on yourself, okay? Seek your own validation within yourself instead of seeking others. That way, you'll see your own worth. Yeah, when you get your own heart broken many times, you find ways to cope with it and see things differently. I know some refuse or deny, but I've refused to be that ignorant and keep getting my heart broken over and over and over again. So it's good to learn from this and understand that you are worth a lot. There we go. That's a really good goal to strive for. I know you can do it. It may seem hard and you might tumble, but if you keep being persistent, you will achieve it. I believe in you, big guy. Well, since we're bonding over exes and heartbreaks, I guess we're considered friends now. I'm Mayral, by the way. What's your name? Nice, nice. Hope you don't mind me giving you a nickname and all. Oh, glad to hear you like it, big boy. Oh, you sure you want to share it with me? I mean, I would think you need it more than anything. Then again, that is a huge pizza. More than for one person to finish. Well, since you're being a gentleman, I'll eat with you. Oh, this is so delicious. Just thinking about it, I haven't really ate lunch yet. Hey, with our type of pizza, I'm really working on the clock. You know how my boss is. He really doesn't give me much of a break. Makes me wonder if I should get a new job. Wait. Thinking about it, I don't remember our pizza place having this type of service where we comfort our customer. Really? It was on the selection on our website? Wish the boss would let me in on their scheme sometimes. Getting really tired with their surprises and being left in the dark. Hey, not saying it's a bad thing. I mean, I'm friends with you now, so something good did came out of it. Well, since this is a part of my service, how about we chill and watch some movies? Get your mind off of the whole breakup stuff. I'm pretty open to whatever you want to watch, big guy. This is about you. Whatever that entertains you. Aww, you're a sweet guy. Oh, before I forget, here's my number. So we could stay in contact even if you don't, you know, order any more pizza from my work. And we can hang out, maybe. You know, outside of my work and all. Dude, I'm giving you my number because I'm interested in you. I mean, I don't want to be a rebound, obviously, but I'm interested in you as a friend. I mean, if we become more, I mean, that's a bonus, right? And plus, seems like you need more support beams, and I'm willing to be one of them for you. I'm sure you need a friend who will help you out of this funk. We can go to some places, chill, relax, help get your mind out of, you know, that whole situation, and maybe I can introduce you to my friends. It's the least I can do. I mean, I can relate really, really well with you. Especially that nasty breakup. Ugh. Oh, I love meeting new people, and I love your energy. Can't wait to spend more time with you, big guy. So, what are we watching, huh? Ooh, Shield Hero. Wait, the new season came out? Oh my god, this is so perfect. We have soda and pizza. Come on, we gotta watch it. It's nice seeing a big smile on your face. Hey, gotcha, big guy. Just know that you are not alone in this, okay?